It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, my headphones work. Mic is working. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's an almost 5 hour KM to AM. What up, Pat Boyle? What up, Big Zoo? What up, Connor Green? Manny out there? You know what we're about to do, right? We're gonna talk sports with the greatest fans in the world on the greatest sports talk radio station ever created, The Fan in New York. The Mets win. The Yankees win. We got to share the station, and we should share in celebrations. It doesn't have to be one looking at the other, rooting for the other to lose. Ultimately, we want postseason baseball here, so we want both teams to win. We want both teams to find success. We want both teams to be competitive against the rest of the teams in Major League Baseball. 877-337-6666. I've watched all of these Mets games. I've watched all these Yankees games. I mean, I'm a Yankees fan, and obviously a lot of you know I'm definitely not a Mets fan, but these are my Mets. I call them the LGY Let's Go Yankee Mets. And before I came up with that, in 2022, I called them the Make It Happen Mets because losers let it happen and winners make it happen. And I felt like in 2022, they were never out of a game. They were able to impose their will. They were able to come back from any deficit. They were able to hold. They were able to get out. And they had a never say die mentality. These Yankees also have that as well. We'll get to them. But as I watched the Mets today and these last few days, honestly, I haven't been watching them. I've been listening to Howie Rose and Keith Radd on 88 or 880 CBS radio, something I've never done, but Fubo dropped SNY. I use Fubo, and I can't watch the Mets games right now. I got to figure out an alternative. I'm sure you heard about that. I guess they made a decision numbers-wise. They added the YES Network and dropped SNY. I used to work at Fubo. I got to get to the bottom of that. I think it was just a decision based off of viewership from last year to this year, and I say that to say this. Last year is over for both the Yankees and the Mets. Last year, it felt like this season, the Mets had to shed the skin of 2023, right? They had to shake off last year the first couple series. Nobody is talking about Rhys Hoskins anymore. Nobody is talking about, oh, how dead they looked, and Lindor is terrible, and you got to trade Pete Alonso, and this team sucks, and David Stearns. The tune has changed around the president of baseball operations, David Stearns. Quite a bit. Let him cook. The team's actually pretty decent. LGYM, these Yankee Mets are pretty decent, led by Carlos Mendoza, who you can obviously see is managing. You can obviously see his impact. I mean, I just saw something that SNY put out. These guys are going on the road wearing all blue, you know, matching Nike tech suits. And I'm like, that's nice. It seems like they're leaning into team morale. It seems like they're leaning into team chemistry. It seems like they're taking on the persona of their manager, who's a nice guy, who is all about team. And, I mean, they're finding ways to win. It's not do or die by the home run, live or die by the home run. If Marte runs into a home run, great. Harrison Bader, great. DJ Stewart, great. But they'll bunt. They'll sacrifice bunt to move the runners. They'll sacrifice bunt when teams don't really even do that anymore. I'm watching this Mets team, and they can pitch. Luis Severino, I'm rooting for you. That's a good outing from Sevy. And again, last year is over. Everybody wants to talk about Severino last year. They want to talk about his confidence from last year. Last year's done. He was in pinstripes last year. I'm looking at this Mets team, and I say team because the team has resolve. The team has fight. The team feels like they can win. They didn't listen to the outside noise. If you listen to the Fan, we were burying them. If you listen to the Fan, we were laughing at them. If you listen to the Fan, this was a punt season. This is a joke. same old Mets, LOL Mets. And they said, no, 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 it's a long season. Don't judge a book by its cover. The cover being the first two series. And that last win of the Detroit series, so many people said, it doesn't matter, doesn't mean anything. Nah, it meant everything. It started them on the track of winning games and feeling like they can win. They just swept. They just swept their first series. They just won, four series in a row. Let me hit the handy-dandy notebook so I can get this right. 5-1 in this homestand. They've had 7 straight comeback wins. Like, all of this stuff, and I know it's early, but all of this stuff is the opposite of what you were seeing very early on. I feel like if you're a Mets fan, you're going to start showing up. I feel like you're a Mets fan, the numbers are going to change. The viewership is going to go up. The seats are going to start being filled. It's a long season. Wait till it gets warm. I spoke a couple days ago about how I felt too many people were talking about Doc Gooden's retirement day and just talking about how disappointed they were. It does not matter. The tickets are not free. 32,000 people showed up on a Sunday. It was a rain-delayed game. Like, just please, miss me with the conversation about attendance. It does not matter. Fans are fair-weather fans, right? Especially a lot of you Mets fans. The Yankee fans are consistent. The same amount of people that showed up to see Doc Gooden on a Sunday, you could see that same amount of people in Yankee Stadium on a Monday against the Marlins, like 31, 32,000 fans. And the Yankees are just a complete different story, but we got to share the airwaves tonight. We got to talk about both the Mets and the Yankees. I'm impressed with the Mets. On the 60th anniversary of Shea Stadium opening against the same team they opened against, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they sure cooled them off. I mean, if you jump to conclusions in the beginning of the season, people will look at the Pirates. Look, the Pirates are in first place. The Pirates are, they're the Pirates, bro. Relax. Relax. And there's a lot that I have in my notes to talk about with the Make It Happen Mets. I feel like this team and the core of this team, they are more like the 2022 Mets than the 2023 Mets. And now you're starting to see what they went 8 out of 11. Man, what about, we're going to talk about Reed Garrett tonight for sure. What about Reed Garrett? What about the bullpen? Hopefully Brett Beatty is all right. Tyrone Taylor. Call on Tyrone. Tyrone Taylor is a guy that I don't think anybody was celebrating. All I heard in the offseason was, oh, these are a bunch of no-name guys that David Stern's bringing in. All these marginal moves, a bunch of bums. Well, these guys are making plays. They're making it happen. They're the Make It Happen Mets. So 877-337-6666. We will certainly talk about the Mets tonight. But let's talk about my New York Yankees, your New York Yankees. That right there, that win right there is exactly it. TWTW, the will to win. Get off the mat. Don't go quietly into a sweep against a division rival and give up that game, which would have gave them a game, right? You beat them 2-1 in the Bronx just a couple weeks ago. Don't give them that extra game. All right, boom, we're at 500 with them, 3-3 on the season. Cool. Don't give them that extra game in the sweep. And I'm just like looking at the Yankees in the 8th and the 9th, and I'm thinking they're going to fold. They would fold if this was 2023, maybe even 2022. But they're led by Juan Soto. He's the dirtiest dog of them all. I can watch this guy's at-bats. I wish there was 9 Juan Sotos. This guy's at-bats, he takes every pitch dead-ass seriously. It is mano a mano, me versus you. Whoever's on the mound, you got to throw the ball in the zone to get him out. And if you play around like Genesis Cabrera did, and you remember Genesis Cabrera early in the season, he's a tough guy. He's the one that shoved the guy from the Rays at third base. He's a tough guy. I don't know if Soto knows him. He wasn't tough with Soto. Soto hits a bomb, and I'm like, yo, this is the only guy with some fight. Is it Soto or nothing? Follow his lead. Get it together. And if the Yankees don't win that game today, we're taking calls tonight from Mets fans with a little bit more of a smile, but Yankee fans that are ready to call off the whole season, say these guys suck, they're not as good as we thought they were, I'm tired of Gleyber Torres, he's a bum, get him out of here, trade him, shouldn't have moved Volpe to the leadoff spot, look at what's happened to him, what has happened to Judge, Judge is hurt, you can't tell me Judge isn't hurt, he's not himself at the plate, he's striking out a ton, he literally was hitless until he stepped up and won the game with that 2-run single. You love to see it, Judge. Thank you. I like the relief I felt with Judge coming through clutch, the captain. Verdugo, dog. Trevino hitting as of late. We needed it. Again, here in New York, we want everything so fast in a New York minute. Microwave fast. Be a championship team today. Well, none of these teams are championship teams today. The Yankees are not a dream team. And neither are the Dodgers. The Dodgers just lost a series to the Nationals. The Dodgers couldn't score a run against the Nationals today. That's who the Mets face next as they're wearing all blue to go out to Cali. Like, what I'm saying is, it's baseball, Susan. Shout out to Susan. Shout out to John as I'm wearing my other John and Susan t-shirt today. We'll definitely talk about John Sterling. But I don't know what you guys are looking for. You got to look for another sport. There is no such thing as perfection in the sport. It is mostly failure. I mean, once in a while, you get a perfect game here and there, but you barely get that. These guys are going to slump. They're going to commit errors. They're going to have days on the mound where they don't have command. They can't find it. That's what the bullpen exists for. It is a team. I love to see the team pick each other up. Oswaldo Cabrera, don't take him out of the lineup. When DJ comes back, don't take him out of the lineup. Shouldn't have taken him out of the lineup for John Birdie, who's now on the IL. But that kid plays with a spark and a flair that you literally need. We need to get something going. Double. Lead off double. Here comes Juan Soto. So as I'm looking at these Yankees, man, I'm so glad that they won that game against a division rival, right? That was as close to a must-win game in April as could be for a team that leads the league and wins with 13, right? That was just a get off the mat, show me that you are the dogs, not the dog that's pissing down their leg, not the dog that's doing a number two on the carpet. Show me that you're still the dogs with the dog in you to fight back and get a win before you come home to 40,000 screaming fans that can't wait to greet you on Friday night, the first Friday night game in the boogie down Bronx. And John Sterling celebration on Saturday, 877-337-6666. It's going to be a good time. This is a good team. The Yankees are a good team. Do they have their flaws? Of course. Every baseball team has flaws. Can they be better? Can a lot of these guys be better? Absolutely. It's a long season. We are in week three. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'm making 3 weeks since opening day. And we're not in week three, and it's not early in the NHL and in the NBA. We've got play-in games tonight. We've got the second to last day of games in the NHL. We will definitely talk puck. We will definitely talk NBA. But this is New York, baby. We want to talk about the Mets. We want to talk about the Yankees. And we got to share the airwaves as I see the calls coming in. 877-337-6666. Positive energy, right? The Mets came home to positive energy, and it actually worked. They have a rally pimp now. The guy is dressed in teal and purple jumpsuits and a chain and a big wig, and I don't know what it is, but it worked. Laura Albanese from Newsday, who covers both the Mets and the Yankees, will join me at 8:15, so in about an hour, we'll get to the bottom of the rally pimp stuff, and I know she's been there, so she knows what's going on in Flushing with the team. We'll talk Mets with her, and I said we're going to talk NHL, so at 9:15, Johnny Lazarus will join us, and we will talk local hockey with the outlook for the Rangers and the Islanders in the playoffs. That's a quick open, but I've got plenty more to add to that. Show started a little bit late because of the Yankee game and the post game, but you got me till midnight. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm all right. I had to call out last night. I couldn't stop coughing. And two nights ago, if you listen to my show, I was on the cough button. The cough button is no way to do a show. But I'm good. Let's rock tonight. Call me up. Again, the number, you know the number? You guys know the number. I don't have to say it. Let's go to the first break, because before you know it, my first guest will join me, and I want to talk to you, KM to AM on WFAN. Returns right after this.